Being tuned in means no Russian disinformation.
We promise.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Thank you for tuning in to the only radio program whose programming philosophy was written into the lyrics of a Huey Lewis and the News song to protect my intellectual property. Joining us on the Newsmakers line is Jonathan Emord. Great piece in, and especially poignant to us here in the land of Soros prosecutors. George Soros, despite having billions of dollars to his name, knows how to do some bargain shopping, discovered winning every prosecutor election in the country was going to cost less than winning congressional races. Jonathan Emord is on with us, just published this, I think, 2 days ago on townhall.com, removing Soros prosecutors. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Great. Good to be with you.
So here in Charlottesville, we've got Jim Hinchley, Joe Platania, up, of course, we got Biberaj, the now infamous Loudoun prosecutor that allowed rapists to go back to school and rape some more, and Descano. So what is, because we've seen attempts at recalls, we've seen attempts at doing something other than just waiting until their election return comes along. What is your column detail without giving it all away? Because I'd love people to log in and read it.
Well, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, we have, unfortunately, 12 Commonwealth's attorneys who are Soros-backed and who favor that defund the police, no prosecution, early release of criminals, and let's allow recidivism to destroy our communities approach to law enforcement. In other words, they favor waging war on the criminal justice system and rendering it totally dysfunctional so that more people can be victimized by crime. That magnificent agenda is backed by George Soros, and there are some 75 such district attorneys or prosecutors in the United States who've been put in there in large measure by his funding. He dumped over $40 million into these coffers, and he plans to do a lot more. He covers with these people who are interested in not prosecuting criminals about 72 million people in the United States in urban areas across the nation, and we sadly have it in Fairfax County, Loudoun County, Norfolk County, Albemarle County, Arlington County, and other counties in Virginia. It is a disaster, and there are ways of taking care of it, however.
Now, you talk about impeachment there, and take us through, you know, how, you know, a community can rise up and say this isn't even who you campaigned on. If it wasn't for some, you know, leaked recordings of Jim Hinchley, nobody would have known, you know, that he was, you know, left of Karl Marx, and looking at letting people like John Lee Malvo just had a parole hearing because the leftists, for a brief moment, took over the General Assembly as well. Here's a guy who just was randomly shooting people on the highways around D.C., and the leftists want to talk about stopping gun violence, but they want to let this kid out of jail for just murdering people who are doing nothing more than just trying to drive to work?
Yeah, if you're law-abiding and have a weapon to protect yourself and avail yourself of your Second Amendment rights, you're an enemy of these people. If you're a career criminal who falls into a group that they are politically favoring, then you can continue on with your crime spree, killing people, and do it with wild abandon, and they seem to have no compunction or necessity of protecting the public from them. What we have, however, is we do have information as to where each of the Commonwealth's attorneys in Virginia received their funding. And we ought to be looking at well-publicizing any financial support given by Soros. Because I'm telling you, if a candidate accepts funding from Soros, he's already had a large quantity of the socialist and anti-law enforcement swill consumed. So you don't want that person.
Right.
So voting him out is good. But also, we have a great circuit court judge in Loudoun County who's setting a pattern that should be followed throughout the state. and he has removed Bibaraj's status as a prosecutor in two cases because of a lack of prosecutorial impartiality. So he's used the power of the bench to stop injustice in his courtroom, and that ought to be followed throughout the state. Likewise, our great attorney general has introduced legislation to allow him to replace these prosecutors in cases where he sees evidence of bias or where he sees evidence of favoritism for criminals. He could replace those Soros-backed prosecutors with attorneys general from his office. That legislation failed in the Democrat Senate in Virginia. He's going to reintroduce it, however, and I suspect if the Senate shifts to Republican hands, it will pass. So those are effective means. The last, of course, you mentioned, which is impeachment, and these individuals are violating their oaths of office to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the state of Virginia. They are also obstructing justice because they are refusing to prosecute individuals who threaten the community with violence and robbery, and they can be impeached for that. These are impeachable offenses. They can be brought up on impeachment charges in the General Assembly, and they can be prosecuted and convicted in the state Senate. And those things ought to happen.
But who initiates? Does that have to come from a law enforcement official in their home counties, or does it need to come from the General Assembly or the Attorney General's office?
The articles of impeachment would have to be introduced by a member of the General Assembly.
All right,
and I'm sure there are several willing to do that, because this is a problem that is causing great harm across the Commonwealth, and I think there are a lot of people who are interested in arresting this before it becomes a cancer that really makes it unbearable to live throughout the Commonwealth.
Well, you talk about, you know, the dissolution of property rights and all the things that Carl and his followers want in this country, George Soros, certainly the dissolution of private property ownership, the bringing in of, you know, what sadly is the kind of Hungarian dictatorship that he grew up under. But, you know, of course, it wouldn't impact him. Jonathan Emord is on with us. The column is at townhall.com. Can I hang on to you? Because I want to talk into the abstract of this abuse of prosecutorial judgments and how do we rein that in? Can we hang on to you a little bit?
Sure.
The radio station that does more to fight inflation than the Inflation Reduction Act.
He's robbing them.
We don't have any subsidies for you either.
I get it.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Send lawyers, guns, and money.
Probably since Jefferson penned the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions, has somebody written so eloquently on individual rights and liberties, author of books like The Authoritarians, The Rise of Tyranny, Restore the Republic. Jonathan Emord is on with us. Jonathan, I appreciate you hanging on in there, because we were talking about your column at Town Hall regarding impeaching or removing these Soros prosecutors here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. But does it speak to a bigger issue also that needs to be tightened up regarding the prosecutorial discretion that these prosecutors, you know, saying, nah, you know what, I'm not going to charge them with anything. Well, how can you do that? If there's sufficient evidence to indict, then you should at least give somebody a day in court, especially the victims. How do we tighten this up without losing the ability to, you know, say, did the kid really mean it? What not there? Where is the sweet spot in it?
Well, I think that the when a prosecutor, by virtue of the fact that in case after case they release people who are a threat to society, those people then become a part of a universe of folks that are engaged in recidivist criminal activity, violent crime, robbery, rape, all of these sorts of things increasing in our communities as a direct result of the failure to prosecute, that renders that prosecutor in violation of his oath of office, and also engaged in the practice of obstructing justice. When you have, for example, Buddha Bibaraj there in Loudoun County repeatedly refusing to prosecute folks, so much so that you've got a judge in the circuit court acting against her by removing her in two separate cases based on his decision that she lacked impartiality. But there is rich basis there for impeachment. Likewise, elsewhere throughout the county where people do this. We cannot have a society that its fundamental duty is to protect the citizenry from crime destroyed as a result of prosecutors refusing to do their jobs. And when they refuse to do their jobs, they are inviting impeachment. They really are. They're inviting the community through their elected representatives to remove these people. Now, in addition to these specific broad-based crimes, we're talking about obstruction of justice and violation of their oath of office, which is a condition precedent of service. They also swear an oath, by the way, that the United States Constitution imposes upon them to uphold the Constitution. And when they behave in this way, they violate their oaths, they violate the obstruction of justice laws, but they may also be engaged in a criminal conspiracy, in criminal RICO activity, because Soros is using these parties to pursue an agenda that will destroy the criminal justice system in the United States. And so it's part and parcel of an effort, intentional, to, in advance of their election, gain assurances that they won't fulfill their legal obligations. And that's criminal activity.
I appreciate your use of RICO in that. That's Jonathan Emord on with us. I am famous around here for playing this obscure clip from an old TV show called Frasier.
I'm not leaving till I get justice. Well, not exactly justice, I suppose, more like preferential treatment, but I'm not leaving till I get
it. Is part of our problem we, the people, don't know what justice means anymore, and we're trying to apply it in places that it's inapplicable? Like, okay, I'm poor, but that doesn't mean an injustice has been done to me unless there's something provable that my lot in this life has been shown to have caused it.
Well, I think, you know, the justice system is implemented by attorneys who are officers of the court, by the courts, and by the prosecutors and the public defenders. And all of them are duty bound to uphold the Constitution and to ensure that the laws are faithfully executed and implemented. And as a result of that, each must ensure the integrity of that system. And if you don't have equal justice under law, if you don't have a presumption of innocence, but rather you have political justice where those you accuse are presumed guilty, and those who have committed offenses for which probable cause exists of criminality, you refrain from bringing charges simply because they're in a group that is deigned to be politically preferable. This kind of destruction of equal justice, this racist application of justice, all of that violates the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which is also an issue here in each of these instances of Soros judges. So you have these problems that arise that need an answer. We've never had in our country's history a situation like this. We've never had people within the justice system across the board in jurisdiction after jurisdiction trying to destroy that system. And that's what we have here. And if we don't act against it, we will see it destroyed. And why are they seeking to destroy it? They're seeking to destroy it because their far-left agenda, which we saw in 2020 in the streets with BLM rioting and Antifa rioting, led by Marxists, seeks to destroy our republic and replace it with a socialist system. We have to be frank in recognition of this. That's why they want to defund the police. They don't want to defund the police because, gee, that's somehow a nice idea. No, the idea, which is evil, is designed to prevent the public from having security, so property can be taken, so businesses can be destroyed, so governments can be destroyed without opposition.
That is the biggest thing. The first time I heard defund the police, I said, hold it, those are the people that defend our private property ownership, and you know that that is at the core of everything Marxist is get rid of that first, and then the rest will come along. Jonathan Emord, again, find him, emord.com. but also all the books on Amazon and Town Hall, where you can read this column. Thank you so much. Here in the land of one of those prosecutors, Jim Hinsley. I appreciate it, sir, and you have a great morning.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Trusting you to know information from disinformation.
I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID.
Without a government board.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Oh, no.
WCHP.